Hello, everyone. Welcome to Purpose in Parenting. My name is Jessica Israel, and this is a podcast for those of us who have found or are finding our purpose in parenting. Just a quick disclaimer, this is real life for real parents. So if you hear a child in the background, you hear some noise, we will not be editing it out. And the purpose is to really relate, to talk about the truth of what we go through, and to really just have that conversation amongst ourselves with others who can relate. So it may not be perfect, but guess what? Life with kids never is. Now, let's get into our new episode. Hi, everyone. So it is great to be back. I took a bit of time off and it wasn't planned, but it really flows into what I want to speak about with this episode, which is parental burnout. Burnout is real as a parent. Whether you are a stay-at-home parent or whether you are a parent who works in the home in terms of working from home or who works outside of the home, we are all working parents because being a parent is a job. But parental burnout, it is something so real. And the interesting thing about it is that at first thought, someone may think, well, parental burnout, oh yeah, where it's become too much being a parent or too much having your children or something like that. That's actually not what I mean, at least not in my case. It's about the everything else. And I think a lot of you guys can probably relate to that. Where the parental burnout is about the everything else. It's not our kids that burn us out. That's the reality. Even if it seems like sometimes being a parent can be overwhelming, it's all of the other stuff, all of the other responsibilities, the survival, the requirement to function in this crazy world while also being responsible for the people we love the most. It's not them that are the problem. It's not being a parent that is the problem. Being a parent is my stability. It's become my foundation in many ways. You know, for me personally, obviously God is my foundation, but being a parent keeps me centered. Being a parent is my relaxation, my snapback, my back to normal. Because it's the everything else that drives me crazy. You know, it's the everything else that gets to be too much. And I don't think that's spoken about enough. Because, like I said, the initial reaction for many people is just that, oh yeah, just being a parent is so tough. Being a parent is amazing. I love being a parent. It's the best job I've ever had in my entire existence. I actually had someone ask me, you know, what's your favorite job that you've ever had? You know, what job did you love? I never loved a job, except for being a parent. That I love, that's my purpose. I never loved a job. Even if you may have some moments you enjoyed, or you're like, okay, I'm really good at this, I like doing this. The reality is, if you were a multi-billionaire, and you knew you were going to be set for the rest of your life, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your descendants from 100 generations from now, we're going to be set and never have to work. Would you still do that job? Most people would say no. Maybe you could convince yourself and say, yeah, I would still do it. I love it. Okay. You would still do your job the exact same way. You would go to work all those hours and everything else. I mean, if that's the case, then okay, that's where you found your purpose. For me, I personally, no disrespect, I would think that's a little bit sad. I would think that's a little bit sad if someone would still want to go to work after that. It's one thing to say, yeah, this is something I enjoy. Like, let's say you're a doctor and you're like, you know, I really enjoy being able to save a life. Okay, you enjoy that, but that doesn't mean that you would want to go and do those 12 hours at the hospital. That's the reality. Or maybe you'd want to do it here and there and help with the surgery, but you wouldn't want to do it full time. You know, you wouldn't want to do it every day. Or you may say, hey, I loved it. It was great. But, you know, I don't have to work anymore. I'm going to be home with my kids. Maybe I'll teach other people how to do it. Maybe I'll talk about it. Whatever the case may be. My whole point is that this is where this comes to. Remember, this is purpose in parenting. We have found our purpose in being a parent. That is our purpose. That's the most meaningful job. That's the job that matters the most. A job for me is, all right, just means to provide for our family. Means to be able to get them the things that we want them to have and to be able to take care of them and provide for them in the society that we live in. But honey, if I had $1 billion, I would not be working, especially not for anyone, except for my babies. You know, except being that parent, being able to spend all that time. This is the interesting thing about something like that, is that people who are rich, really rich and wealthy, they understand the value of time. They truly do. That's why they outsource most things, because they don't want to spend their time on tedious things. If cooking is a chore for them, they're not going to cook every meal. They're going to have somebody else do it for them. Now, if they love to cook, then they're cooking out of the love. It's not cooking because, oh, if I don't cook this meal, we're not going to eat. There's a difference. So when I'm talking about parental burnout, it's not our kids. It's not being a parent that is the problem. It is the everything else. It is all of the things outside of being a parent that is a problem, that is frustrating, that is overwhelming. Having to go to work or looking for a job or juggling bills or having to clean up or these different things like that. Not spending time with your child, that's not the problem. That's the enjoyment. And the frustration comes in is because it's like, man, I wish I didn't have to do all this other stuff because I just want to spend time with my baby. I just want to spend time with my little one. You know, it's just something that is so ignored and glossed over. And I feel like sometimes parents have shame in talking about it, especially parents like us. Parents like us who have found our purpose in parenting, who have found that this is what we love to do. We already face so much judgment because we don't buy into the societal brainwashing that we need to find our purpose in a job somewhere else, that we need to find our purpose in a job description that someone else created. We don't need to find our purpose in someone else's box. We found our purpose in our family, in living. That's powerful, guys. When I'm saying purpose in parenting, parenting is not a 9-to-5. Your child is not a 9-to-5. This is a human being. You have found your purpose in living, in a life, in a soul. I'm telling you, you've unlocked something that lots of people cannot and have not unlocked yet. You've unlocked a different level of awareness and understanding. So people are not going to get it. We can't expect them to get it. Because even if they're a parent themselves, they may not feel the same way about it. Or they may be too bogged down by everything else. Or like I said, too brainwashed by society to understand the bigger picture. Or to be able to enjoy it. Being able to enjoy being a parent in this day and age. Let me not just say in this day and age. In society, period. In our country, right? And maybe in other places as well, depending on how their society is run. It is a privilege. It's a privilege to enjoy being a parent. Because so many of us struggle. Unless you're rich, you're counting those dollars, you're balancing that checkbook, you have to go to work, there's all these different things you have to do, that it's hard. Because you're balancing so many things at once. So you have to make a concerted effort to enjoy being a parent. You have to make a concerted effort and have an awareness to say, I love this. I enjoy this. This is my purpose. because it's so easy to get wrapped up and distracted by everything else. Because your child is not a distraction. Your child is the purpose. Your child is what gives meaning to all of this. Your child is what makes all of this worth it. When you go to work, when you pay those bills, when you clean the house, you're doing it for your child. Taking care of yourself. Self-care is extremely important because self-care helps you take care of your child. Self-care helps put you in the mental state where you can be there for them, where you can be that good parent for them. You know, there's so much on us as parents, and there's so little support. And, you know, it's really sad because if someone brings this up, a lot of times, you know, there will be degrading things said about being a parent or about having children. And one of the things that concerns me is, as these generations go on, what mental trauma is being created? Because having children is talked so lowly of. It is degraded so much. So if a child grows up and they're hearing about how having a child is bad, or a life is kind of disposable, or a child, you know, it's just kind of whatever, or, you know, pregnancy is the worst thing in the world, and all these things. I mean, we can make jokes about being a parent where, you know, it's like, okay, you know, we have to hide in the bathroom to eat a snack or hide in the closet. You know, we can make those jokes, right? That's part of the real life of it. But we're not degrading it. We're not saying it's the worst thing in the world. We're not acting like it is just this terrible experience. It is just so horrible. And oh my gosh. And it's like walking over nails or being imprisoned. Because so many people talk about it that way. And so if a child grows up hearing that, what is that going to do to their self-worth? How are they going to feel about themselves? And then how are they going to potentially treat any child that they have? How are they going to treat the people they love in general? You know, it's just something that is unfortunately so common where, like I said, parents, we really don't get enough support. Between parent groups you may join where, you know, honestly, it can be pretty catty. The fact that we're just looking to be understood. Or no, we don't care about being understood. Just lighten the load a bit. And lighten the load doesn't mean taking time away from our child. That's the problem. The frustration, the exhaustion, the burnout is because we have all these other things that we feel like we have to do or get done or give attention to. And those things steal time away from us being able to be a parent. And if our purpose isn't parenting, what it's doing is it's taking time away from our purpose. You know, it's like an artist who feels that their purpose is to paint or create, you know, art in any form or fashion. They get upset and depressed in a 9-to-5. I have an artistic background, so I understand, you know, where it's like, oh my gosh, this is not what I want to do. I want to create. I want to be creative. It's the same thing as a parent, where that is my purpose. And so when things take me away from that, it is frustrating. And it really creates a burnout because it's like, man, I just want to be able to have this time with my kid that's not distracting. And, you know, you'll see the criticisms of parents, get off your phones and things like that. Yeah, you may have some parents that are just, okay, they're on their Instagram all day and all night and maybe not paying attention to the kid. But a lot of times what we're trying to do is multitasking. And the reality is multitasking isn't real. Because you can't pay 100% attention to every single thing. You just can't. We try to convince ourselves that we are multitasking because we're doing multiple things at once. But the reality is, if we're giving our attention to something else, then we have to be essentially removing attention from another thing. Can't focus on multiple items 100%. You're only one person. And so, you know, maybe that mom or that dad who's in their phone for a bit, maybe that's just their little break to decompress for a moment so they can go back and get some energy. Or like I said, maybe they're trying to pay bills at the same time. Maybe they're crowdfunding for their bills. You see that a lot on Twitter. A lot of people are struggling out there. They're just trying to survive, and their parents. And I'm going to end this one here. This wasn't supposed to be, I guess, the vibe I was coming back to. But I feel like, you know, in this podcast, we keep it honest. I'm happy to be back. This is something I actually really enjoy doing. I was kind of working on some other ventures, and I realized, well, no, I actually really like this. I never really felt as burned out doing this because it was something I could enjoy. And I could also do it on my own time, right? But when you start trying to do all these other things, because like I said, you have bills to pay, or there's, okay, I need to accomplish this goal. Let me try this. Let me try that. It gets very overwhelming because at the end of the day, we just want to be with our kids. We just want to be able to enjoy being a parent. We just want to be at peace and we want to be with our babies. But thanks, guys, for listening. I can't wait to speak to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. I really appreciate the support. If you would like to get in touch or stay connected, please visit us on our Twitter or Instagram at PurposeInParent. Also, if you're interested and would like to send a personal donation, because this is a labor of love, my Cash App is Torah Blessed, TORAHBLESSED. Thank you again so much for the support, guys, and I really look forward to chatting again next time.